Welcome everyone to this WebSphere Support Technical Exchange session. Today's topic is migrating to IBM Integration Bus version 9.0. Today's presenters are Yvette Palmer and Kailash Perry. Yvette is a software engineer at Baton Rouge, Louisiana. She has been at IBM for 32 years. She has held various technical positions in IBM. For 12 years, she was an IBM WebSphere Message Broker instructor, developer, and became a member of WebSphere Message Broker L2 support team over 2 years ago. She is certified in WMQ version 6 and WMB version 6.1 and version 7. She has a BS degree in computer science and engineering from Southern University A&M College in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Kailash is an advisory software engineer in the AIM division of IBM and has been working with L2 support since 2002. He supports customers worldwide on issues related to Message Broker and WebSphere Service Registry and Repository products. Kailash has been working with Message Broker for the past 11 years and has been involved with the product since version 2.1. At this time, I would like to turn the presentation over to Kailash. You may begin.
Thank you, David. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the presentation. Let's move on to slide number 2. And for the agenda that we are going to follow in today's presentation. As you see, this is the brief agenda that we are going to follow. I'll kick off the presentation with a brief introduction of IBM Integration Bus, followed by IBM Integration Bus themes, the component name changes, and the behavioral changes in IBM Integration Bus version 9.0. We will then cover the possible migration paths and cover migration scenarios from each supported version to IIB version 9.0 and discuss the post-migration tasks. Moving on to slide number 3, IBM Integration Bus continues to be IBM's strategic integration technology. As you see on the slide, IIB supports wide range of protocols, including WebSphere MQ, JMS 1.1, HTTP, HTTPS, TCP/IP, and you can use web services using SOAP and REST. It also provides industry-relevant connectivity packs to solve domain-specific problems like healthcare and retail. IIB also provides connectivity with many ERP, enterprise information systems, and CIM systems like SAP, JD Edwards, PeopleSoft, Siebel, to name a few. And we support a wide variety of databases also. It also enables .NET connectivity for integration with Microsoft products. And it is a natural evolution for Message Broker users with significant improvements in the base technology. You can also find new features for BPM integration, business rules processing using natural language, and policy-based workload management. For users who are using WebSphere Enterprise Service Bus, those capabilities are now included in IBM Integration Bus with conversion tools that are available to convert your mediation flows into broker flows. That does not mean WebSB is going to go away. It is still supported, but IIB will provide a single interface for accessing mediation flows and, of course, message broker flows. With that said, let's move on to slide number 4 and talk about IBM Integration Bus themes. Simplicity and productivity is at the top, and that is the top theme with IIB version 9.0. Most of our customers are always asking for products that are simple to use, at the same time providing the functionality that they require. IIB version 9.0 achieves that goal by making it quicker and easier to develop and manage integration solutions. You can learn the product, develop solutions, deploy them, and migrate them quickly and easily. The next theme is universal and independent. This theme is about broadening the reach of different protocols, different message formats that are supported in the integration bus. Basically, one product that covers the whole range of heterogeneous integration. Independence is a very important theme as we are seeing a lot of customers deploying IIB with heavy investment either in Java or Microsoft technologies. So the only way we can do that is if we have a product that is independent of particular technology styles, and IIB achieves that purpose. Industry-specific and relevant theme provides relevant connectivity paths to support specific industries like healthcare and retail, as I mentioned before. Dynamic and intelligent. Dynamic is about the ability to tune the broker, quality-based configurations, ensuring that the right levers can be pulled by people with operational experience inside the broker to give them the flexibility within the broker to do many tasks. Intelligence is one of the things with IIB is raising the bar with our competitors. If you think about IIB, it is sitting logically at the center of an enterprise. It is extremely well-placed to provide business intelligence, providing things like analytic capabilities and business rules capabilities. The final theme is performance and scalability. One of the themes for Message Broker over the years is ensuring that broker can scale well and perform well. And IIB V9 is no exception for that. We have seen many customers deploying broker on 256 core machines, and there was engineering required to enable that. Given that, there were many focus areas of increasing improvement, and IIB has achieved that. Moving on to slide number 5. Okay, listed on this slide are some of the component name changes in IIB version 9.0. So if you are used to the older versions of Message Broker, the toolkit was called WebSphere Message Broker Toolkit. In version 9, it's called the IBM Integration Toolkit. Same thing with Message Broker Explorer, now it is called the Integration Explorer. And the broker is now referred to as integration nodes or integration brokers. And execution groups are now called integration services. Broker component is the integration bus component, and the API is referred to as integration API. And if you are in the toolkit, the broker application development perspective is called the integration development perspective, and the broker development view is called the application development view, so on and so forth. You can see the slides that I've listed all the things for yourself. Let's move on to slide number 6, and I will hand it over to Yvette, who will talk about the behavioral changes in IIB version 9.0. Yvette?
Good morning, everyone. We're going to look at the behavioral changes that have occurred in the integration bus version 9. These behavioral changes depend upon what current version of the broker that you are running. Also, these changes might affect your post-migration, and we'll talk about post-migration later on in the presentation. As far as web user interface, we know this is a tool that is being very much used by the public as far as Message Broker is concerned, and so now in version 9 of the product, it is not going to be automatically enabled. And if you want this to be enabled moving to version 9, then you're going to have to issue the MQSI change properties command, identifying the name of the broker, and then also using the web admin, the -o server, and the -n is the key thing here, making sure it's enabled, and -v with true. So that'll enable the web user interface for you, because by default, it is not going to be enabled. Another thing that you need to look at is the actions on ZOS, the Integration Registry. That is something new that is in the Integration Bus version 9. And an Integration Registry basically houses workload management policies and the MQ service definitions. Now, just because I'm identifying what's different for ZOS does not mean that this doesn't work on Linux and Windows, but it is available here and something that we have to consider on ZOS. We're going to have to enable it for new installations because by default it's not enabled, and then also you will have to set the max MMAP area environment variable. As far as subflows and bar files are concerned, the default option to compile the message flows in eSQLs as source. Obviously, there is a compatibility option that we can choose here for compiling that. Message flows projects, if you're obviously have been involved in version 6 to version 8 or version 6.1 to maybe 7 or even you've had to obviously deal with the change from going from message flow projects into obviously dealing with applications or libraries. And so we're just kind of reiterating that information here. The applications, we want to use a rule of thumb that this is basically your main message flows, and then the libraries are going to be your reusable routines and resources, like your subflows and your eSQL modules. Please turn to page 7. Some additional behavioral changes in the Integration Bus version 9 are your message sets and message maps. So message sets here in version 8 or later, the preferred method for modeling the messages, their data formats, is through message model schemas and applications using integration services or libraries. Now, with having to do a migration, your message sets, basically, once they're going to be imported, they're going to be only read-only, and they're not going to be modifiable. So if you're looking to have to modify those message sets, you will have to go in the toolkit and then basically go to Preferences and enable message set development. Also, for message maps, maybe you've got in some of your message flows that you're going to import into version 9 integration toolkit. You're going to create an integration project, and when you create that project, maybe you're going to import in some message flows that have nodes in them that could be data direct, an insert, a data update, an extract, a mapping node, or even a warehouse node. And any of those particular nodes, basically, from version 6.1 or 7, when you import those message flows in, and those nodes, they're only able to be viewed, compiled, and deployed. So they're only read-only. And basically, if you want to modify those, you will have to modify the message maps. You will have to convert those to MSG maps to a map file so that they can be changed. Please move on to page number 8. Palash?
All right, thank you. Okay, on this slide, I have listed the versions that you can migrate from to IIB version 9.0. As you can see, these are all the versions that are in support. So if you are on Message Broker versions 6.1, you can migrate to IIB 9.0, provided you're on Fixed Pack 3 or later. And the same thing with Message Broker 6.1 rules and formatter extensions. You have to be at least on Fixed Pack 3. And whereas for Message Broker version 7.0 and Message Broker version 8.0, you can directly migrate to a version 9.0. There is no Fixed Pack restriction there. What are the things that you cannot migrate? You cannot migrate from Windows x86 platforms to Windows x86 64-bit. Same thing with Linux x86 platforms. If you're running Linux or Windows 32-bit application, you cannot migrate them to a 64-bit Windows or Linux platforms. So basically, what you need to do is you need to recreate the integration nodes, or the brokers, as we used to call them, from scratch. Okay? So let's move on to the next slide, slide number 9, and talk about migrating from earlier versions to IIB 9.0. So on this slide, I have listed the reason why I combined version 8 and version 7.0 is because the migration steps are almost the same. So first, what we'll do is we'll discuss the steps involved in migrating the broker component, and then we'll talk about migrating the toolkit component. So the top-level migration steps are backing up the resources, migrating WMQ, toolkit development resources, and then we'll talk about in-place or parallel broker migration, and we'll talk about Microsoft cluster services, brokers running on Microsoft cluster services, and multi-instance brokers. This is the high-level chart, and we'll go into in-depth in the following slides. Same thing with toolkit component. You will migrate your message flows first, and then you will import the resources from earlier toolkit versions into the current toolkit. Moving on to slide number 10, backing up resources. So what are the resources that you want to back up? So basically, all your development artifacts you want to back up. So let's go clockwise, starting at 12 o'clock on the picture. If you see, first you'll back up any ODBC definitions, the changes that you have made to your ODBC INI files, so that, like, you know, you save all your database connectivity information. Then you back up all your configurable services. So, for example, if you have made any configurable services, if your brokers were interacting with service registry or Kix connections or aggregations, activity logging, basically you will use MQSI report properties command and save all the properties so that, like, you know, when you migrate your next version or version 9.0, you will reconfigure them. And then the ESQL modules, XML schemas, Java code, bar files, message flows, and message maps. So these are all the things that you want to back up before migrating to version 9.0. Okay, let's move on to the next slide, slide number 11. And one of the things you need to do before you migrate to IIB version 9.0 is to make sure that your MQ is at a supported level for IIB version 9.0, which is 7.751 of WMQ, except on ZOS platforms where I think like 7.0 is still the supported WMQ version. On this slide, I have listed a couple of links that are useful for MQ migration. So MQ migration should be straightforward. Both the links give you excellent information on how to migrate your MQ from your existing versions to 7.51. And if you have any MQ issues during migration, our MQ support team will be more than happy to assist you during migration. So with that said, let's move on to slide number 12, migrating your toolkit resources. So you can have both your IIB version 9.0 toolkit and earlier versions of toolkit on the same box. Basically, they can coexist. So you can import your message flow projects into version 9.0 toolkit, and they will be converted into integration projects. As mentioned in the third bullet, all these message flow projects must be migrated if you want to use them in version 9.0 toolkit. And importing your resources. You can import resources from earlier versions as project interchange files. So your message flows, Java projects, message set projects can be imported into the toolkit by migrating your workspace. So what do I mean by migration? When you open your version 9.0 toolkit, it prompts you for a workspace location. You can give the old workspace location as your current workspace, and when the version 9.0 toolkit opens all the artifacts, it will convert them in, or migrate them into the newer version. If you have flows that have visuals or SCA definitions, upon migration, they might generate some errors on migration. So what you do is, when you see these errors on these migrated flows, you can right-click. There is a quick fix option available. You can right-click on the flow and select quick fix, and all the errors will be resolved automatically. Okay? Let's move on to slide number 13. Some of the do's and don'ts after you import your toolkit resources into the latest version are listed here. One of the things is you cannot share development resources between toolkit versions. So if you want to have a mixed environment, development environment, on both IIB version 9.0 and earlier versions of toolkit, you should, like, you know, all the resources, all the development effort that you want to do should be done on your earlier version of toolkit. Why? Because, as I said, once you migrate your resources to the newer version, they will be converted, so you cannot use them on your older version of the toolkit. And you cannot deploy resources from IIB version 9.0 toolkit to your earlier version of the brokers. And if you are migrating your user-defined nodes, quick fixes are available for any errors that occur during metadata creation or plugin identifier correction. So if you have jar files for your user-defined nodes, they cannot be migrated. So what you need to do is you need to regenerate them with the new toolkit. And workspace migration, I've already briefly mentioned. You open the older version of your workspace in your new toolkit, and that workspace will be migrated once you open the new toolkit. The only thing that you need to do is you need to, like, you know, select the reset perspective option on your new toolkit. All right, let's move on to slide number 14 and talk about in-place migration on distributed systems. So in-place migration will migrate your configuration data, which includes your broker databases, queues, and registry data. So you can use your migrate MQSI migrate components command to migrate existing components. So, what do you need to do for in-place migration? First, install IIB version 9.0 on the same system as your WebSphere message broker that you're trying to migrate from. From the toolkit, remove the broker from the broker domain. And then stop all your channels connecting to your broker. Okay? Stop the broker. Update your ODBC definitions. Set up your version 9.0 command environment, run your MQSI migrate components command, and if there are any custom settings that you have done in your version 8.0 command environment, make the same changes in your version 9.0 command environment, right? And start your, once, like, you know, the MQSI migrate components command completes, start your version 9.0 integration node or your broker. That's it. So let's move on to slide number 15 and talk about in-place migration on ZOS. Just like your distributed systems in-place migration, you would need to install IIB version 9.0 to a new location, remove the broker from the broker domain, stop all your channels, stop the broker with customized version 9.0 JCL scripts, and then you need to customize and submit your BitMigrate CMP job and replace your V80 started task JCL or V70 started task JCL in the procedures library with that of V90 started task JCL. All right? Once that job is complete, you start your version 9.0 integration node. Okay? Let's move on to slide number 16. And talk about in-place migration for multi-instance brokers. So to migrate multi-instance brokers, you would need to install IIB version 9.0 on each node to a new location. Then stop all your channels connected to your WMB broker. Stop the broker on the standby node, followed by the active node. Okay? From the version 9.0 command console, issue your MQSI migrate component command and copy your custom environment settings, if any you have done on your WMB command console or version 8 command console, and then start your broker on the active node, then you start the broker on the passive node. That will perform the migration for a multi-instance broker. Okay? Let's move on to slide number 17 and talk about in-place migration of brokers that are installed on a Microsoft Cluster Services. Again, the same thing. You will install version 9.0 to a new location. Stop all your channels connected to version 7.0 or 8.0 broker. And in the Microsoft Cluster Services, bring your broker resources offline. And make sure that the cluster disk and MQ resources are on the primary node. And from a version 9.0 command console, run your MQSI migrate components command. And with your broker resources offline, move the broker cluster group to the secondary node. Then run your MQSI migrate components command with the minus one option. Again, if you have any custom settings in the previous command console, copy them over to your version 9.0 command console and start your integration node cluster group on the primary node. That will migrate a broker running on Microsoft Cluster Services. Let's move on to slide number 18 and talk about parallel migrations. So if you want to migrate your application logic to a different version 9.0 broker on the same computer or a different computer, the steps are listed here. First, you will install IIB version 9.0 on the same computer to a different location on the same system or to a different computer. And you need to update the ODBC definitions, set up your version 9.0 command environment, and create your version 9.0 broker with a different broker name and queue manager name to that of your old WMB broker. And make a list of all the execution groups that are running that you have created on your WMB broker. And configure all the properties that are configured on your WMB broker on your newly created broker. And start your broker version 9.0 broker and create the same execution groups with the same names that are on WMB broker on your new broker. And start your version 9.0 broker and then deploy the flows. That will do a parallel migration of the brokers. With that, I'll turn the presentation over to Yvette, and she will talk about version 6.1 migration. Yvette?
Thank you. Turn to page 19, please. Okay, so we're going to talk about the in-place migration from version 6.1 to integration bus version 9.0. Obviously, we've got some architectural changes that we've got to talk about. On 6.1, we had a database, we had a config manager, and then also we had to, we had publish subscribe, we had to deal with that. But now, going to integration bus version 9, we don't have any of those things. So no database, no config manager, and then obviously the publish subscribe operations are handled by MQ. So a couple of things we got to think about. What are we going to do with all of that information? Obviously, one of the things you're going to have to make sure you do is back up the broker components. And we'll talk about that on the next foil, just outlining the actual resources that we need to back up. And Kalash did a very good job, and I just love that foil on backing up the actual resources. So we'll look at those again. You're going to need to install MQ751. Now, that is the required release of MQ that is needed for the integration bus version 9. So that's got to be installed. Then we're going to migrate the message broker toolkit development resources to the integration toolkit version 9. We also will talk about those a little bit later, but I've already alluded to that. That's where you're going to have to then basically look at importing your project, your message flow projects into integration projects, and then ideally talking about or looking at applications and libraries to basically house your message flows as you had them in version 6.1. Then performing in-place migration. Obviously, there are a lot of steps. They're not documented here, but I'll just talk about those. First thing we're going to need to do here is to install Integration Bus version 9 on the same computer where version 6.1 is. Obviously, we're going to have to identify a new location. We're going to open our toolkit of version 6.1 and remove the broker domain. You will also stop all channels that are connected to the broker 6.1. Open your version 6.1 command environment and issue the MQSI stop broker command. We want to stop that broker. You're going to then migrate the broker queue manager to MQ751. Remember here, this is very important. You're going to remember that version 6.1 broker does not support MQ7.5. So at this point, all right, we can't be starting the 6.1 broker, all right, with the MQ7.5. That's not going to work for you, so you can't do that. If you have some pub/sub message flows, then you're going to need to migrate your publish/subscribe information. If you've got some user databases, you need to update your ODBC definitions in the version 9 format. Then we'll run the MQSI profile command because we've got to set up that version 9 command environment in order for us to be able to do the most important step is to run the MQSI migrate components version 6.1 broker. So we're going to migrate our broker. One thing that you need to understand on distributed platforms like AIX and Linux, x86-64, Solaris, on Spark machines, the 32-bit and 64-bit execution groups are not supported. It's just 64-bit now. So we're also going to have to make sure that we satisfy the requirements for the 64-bit libraries and the 64-bit ODBC configurations for databases. That's going to be required. So that's just an extra step. Once we've gone through all of those in-place migration steps, then we can basically deal with copying all our custom environment settings for version 9. We're going to stop the broker here. We'll start the broker using the MQSI start command, and then we'll perform our post-migration task. And we have several things that we've got to talk about post-migration, so that'll come just a little bit later. Please turn to page 20. This continues on from the previous fall, talking about migrating version 6.1 broker to version 9, some of the tasks that you have to think about here. Obviously, backing up the message broker resources. So, obviously, backing up is very critical because there's no return once we are going to migrate to the version 9. So, if we should have to go back to version 6.1, and let's just hope we don't have to, you will need to back up all those resources. So the broker database is something that you'll have to back up. Other things are the ODBC files for the user database connections, your configurable services, those properties that you've set, the broker toolkit resources like your message flows, message definitions, your JAR files, your PHP, the bars, the message maps. All of those things have to be backed up here if we need to use those to go back to revert back. We need to update the ODBC definitions for the Linux and the Unix platform. So here are a couple of steps that we want you to make sure that you follow. You want to copy the ODBC ini and the ODBC install.ini from your install directory, and you can see that path to the location of your choice. Ensure that your ODBC ini and the ODBC install.ini are owned by MQM and the MQ brokers. Authority is very important here, so you have to make sure that's in place. set your ODBC any environment variables to point to the ODBC any file using the absolute path. And then you'll do the same thing here for the ODBC sys any environment variable, making sure that it's pointing to the install any using the absolute path. And then obviously these steps are documented. We've got the information center topic here that you can basically pull that up, and it will then identify, you know, the actual steps here. We know that we've got many different database types that we're supporting. So, again, it's important that you visit this information center topic that I've highlighted here so that you can then look at the different databases, because it's not going to be the same for all of them. So you'll need to look at the steps that are required for those databases. And we please move on to page 21. Some additional things that you've got to think about for version 6 migration is migrating the access control list. Now, we know access control list is basically how we set up the security for our brokers, our execution groups, if we had to deploy. And so basically now we've got to think about how are we going to then handle security. And we know we've got broker administration. That is something that is now prevalent in version 7 and onward. And so the administration security right off the bat in version 9 is disabled. Even if you had it enabled on version 7 or version 8, we're obviously talking about version 6, we didn't have it, but it's going to be disabled. So you're going to have to enable that if you want that to be in place. Another thing to consider is that because we don't have a config manager anymore, and now we have a lot of commands, and these commands you can see here that are on the foil, they are now going to be removed. One thing that I would suggest that you do, because you're having to deal with the access control list, is that you use the MQSI list ACL entry command so that you can then get a listing of all your access control lists. Because guess what? That access control list listing that you're going to get is the beginning of your security setup that you're going to put in place. I've also identified here as the last bullet the info center topic. Basically, that topic talks about, setting up security here. You may want to look at that. And one of the reasons why you want to look at it is because maybe you might want to rethink your security implementation. Some of the ACLs that you had in version 6.1, you might need to reconsider the settings now based upon the broker administration security that we have in place. So just something that you need to think about here. Please move on to FOIL number. The next FOIL that we would like to present to you is not in place, but we'll just keep this one up here on 22. But what I'd like to talk about, and we're going to add this FOIL into the deck, once the presentation is available to everyone. But it's talking about parallel migration. Kalash talked about in place, and he talked about parallel for version 7 and version 8. And so we need to talk about the same thing for version 6.1. So I'm just going to kind of highlight the actual steps that you would see on the FOIL. Obviously, we've got to look at migrating application logic. One of the first things we're going to have to do is install the IBM Integration Bus version 9. So install the software. And you've heard some of these steps over and over again, but you're going to have to update your ODBC definitions to version 9 format. You're going to have to set up the version 9 command environment. So that means running the MQSI profile command. Create a queue manager. It's got to have a unique name. And one of the things that's required here is you're going to configure the environment using the set MQ environment command. So that's going to then basically allow you to configure that. You're going to create your version 9 broker using the MQSI create broker command. Again, here, we're going to reiterate that broker name, queue manager name that's associated here with this version 9 system environment, the names must be unique because this is parallel, okay? We want to start the broker using the MQSI start command. You want to also create your same execution groups that you had on version 6 to version 9. So you can either do that by using the Integration Explorer. you can use the integration toolkit, or you can use the MQSI create execution group command. Once you've got your execution groups, then now you can deploy your message flows, message sets on version 6.1 to version 9 broker. Obviously, in order for you to deploy, you have already had to make sure that you've migrated the toolkit resources before you attempt to deploy those. You've had to have your integration projects and then migrate them to applications and libraries. Configure all your relevant properties. So this is any custom properties that you might have had in version 6.1. You're going to then obviously make those applicable to version 9 broker. You could now then delete the broker if you so desire. But, you know, a lot of times people like to be safe, so they're going to probably keep that broker around, the version 6.1. It's not going to hurt. Obviously, it just is going to need the space that it's residing on. And then you'll perform your post-tax. So, again, this file is going to be added in the deck once we make it available to you all. So I'm going to talk about some of the restrictions here on page 22, coexistence with version 9 resources. Kalish already alluded to the IBM integration API. In version 8, we have the administration API, and so basically this is the equivalent now in version 9. So all of your programs can interact with the migrated from version 6, 7, or 8 brokers. And so you are able to start, stop, delete, or monitor those deployed resources through the integration API. So not a whole lot that you got to do here. As far as the bar files are concerned, earlier versions that were created in your toolkit, obviously they can be migrated. No changes, so no modifications. They can be deployed without any changes here. So that's a plus. Then the last two items here basically are kind of, you know, no-no. It says integration toolkit version 9 compile resources can't be deployed to previous versions. And likewise, my version 9 workspace or source project cannot be shared with previous versions of the message broker toolkit. So those are some key things there that you must remember, okay, that you cannot take the previous versions and obviously deal with those in the version 9 integration toolkit. Can we please move on to FOIL number 23? So this here talks about the IBM integration toolkit. It works only for migrated or brokers created in version 9. We could try to attempt to connect to an earlier version broker, but obviously you're going to get a failure. So if you want to try that, that's fine, but we're just telling you that's not going to be something that's supported. As far as the Integration Explorer, you can connect version 8 and version 7 and also version 9 brokers with the Integration Explorer. One key thing that I know a lot of customers use is Support Pack IS03, and so you'll probably want to use that on the actual toolkit here. So the Integration Explorer plugin cannot coexist in the Integration Broker version 9. You're going to have to uninstall. That's going to be required before you install the Integration Explorer version 9. And then you obviously need to delete the brokerexplorer.link, or you need to move the directory. Because we're having to uninstall and then reinstall, basically we can't have any residual effects from the old release. And so that's why we need to either move the directory or to delete that directory. And we move on to FOIL number 24. All right, so this talks about the migration of the Message Broker Explorer to the Integration Broker Explorer version 9. We need to talk about basically that you can only have one version of the Message Broker Explorer or the Integration Explorer can be active at any one time. And that's because there's only one version of MQ Explorer that can be installed on any one system. So that is something that you need to understand here. So if you want to basically to move to the Integration Broker Explorer, which I think you should, then you're going to need to uninstall. And so you've got a couple of options to uninstall the Explorer. You can use the graphical installation wizard. You can use the console mode or the silent mode. Now, in order for you to be able to, you know, do the install or even the uninstall, authorization is required. And you can see for the different platforms what's the actual requirements here. And then, obviously, we want to check to make sure that there are no files that exist in the previous installation directory. Again, that's just some residual that could cause us some problem when we go to install the Integration Broker Explorer version 9, and so we want to make sure that that's not present. Please move to file number 25. So here's some continuation here for the Explorer. So once we've done the uninstall, and then we have basically, we know we've got the right authority, we don't have any residual files in the directory, we can then go and install the Integration Explorer version 9. Some post-install things that we've got to think about here. It says if you're upgrading from an existing version, then you need to initialize. Initialize is important here. So it says from a command console, we can run the start MQCFG command with the dash I, so we can initialize that Explorer version 9 environment. Once it is initialized, then we can start it. All right, we can start it using the shortcut, or we can use the command console, and we can use the start MQCFG, dash C, and the dash D. Now, the dash C says clean, and the dash D says delete my metadata directory. So those are two key parameters here that you will want to use. Now, if you just use the shortcut, then both of those options are taken care of for you on the shortcut. If it's a new installation of the Explorer, then it says you just need to move or delete your metadata directory. So, you know, you don't have to worry about, you know, initializing and all that stuff because you don't have that much to deal with here. You can now use that Integration Explorer version 9, and so I've got the path. You can go on your PC and issue the Start All Programs Integration Broker version 9. And then you'll see the Integration Explorer. You choose that, and it'll open up the Explorer. Or from a command shell, you can run the Start MQCFG. Just want to make sure you understand. I've got a note down at the bottom. It says one version of the Explorer or the IBM Integration Explorer can be active. Only one version of that Explorer can be installed. So that is a key point here that we must remember when we are dealing with the Integration Broker Explorer. Can we please go to file number 26? We've got to look at migrating deployable resources here. So we've kind of alluded to some of this, so I won't waste too much time, but basically we know that message flow projects don't have a presence now in the Integration Broker version 9. So we basically have to create ourselves some integration projects. And so with creating those integration projects, we can import in our message flows. We want to then basically, you know, do some planning ahead of time so that we can then make sure that we understand the importance of applications and libraries. And so and that's what this is talking about, you know, import your project interchanges, migrate your workspaces, here, and then we've got your information center links that you can basically visit for importing the resources and what all the steps there, and then also helping you to understand the difference between applications and libraries. And as I alluded to before, applications we know is our main flow. That's what we need to be able to make sure that the flow is going to execute, and then the libraries are basically our reusable resources. So if you kind of keep that tugged back in your mind there, you know, you can kind of make sure that you're planning properly here when you're going to be migrating your resources. Please turn to file 27. And lastly, a couple of extra things we've got to do here for post-migration before I turn it over to Kailash again. Just things you got to consider. eSQL stuff. Well, character sets. Encoding used by Integration Bus version 9 is UTF-8. So when we're doing imports here and the encoding, it has to take place here. We need to make sure that the workspace and the host operating system, that this character coded set, it's going to match. Otherwise, we're going to run into some problems. I know we've got plenty of customers out there that are using file nodes. So file nodes, we're saying that if they're using different execution groups, and then you're using a network file system server, and you're accessing the same directory, the integration bus needs to use the network file system version 4, and that's needed because it supports file locking. And so if we don't have that in place, we are going to run into some problems on version 9 of integration bus here. Your JMS nodes is something else that you need to consider here. In JMS, prior to version 9, basically we had transaction modes that were local, global, and none. Now we only have two transaction modes with the integration bus version 9. We have yes and no. So if we've got a flow, basically, when that's got a JMS node in it, at the time when we're going to migrate it, if it says transaction mode is none, it's going to basically migrate that by default to node. And then if you've got a JMS node that has either local or global, then basically you're going to get a warning message that prompts you to change the value to yes here. So you can see here that we're taking care of making sure that we're covering our bases here for these JMS nodes. One last thing when it comes to JMS nodes is that the XA coordinated transactions, you might be doing that on some JMS nodes. Where we're coordinating transactions. So you must select the message flow coordinated transaction property here in order for that to be satisfied if that is a requirement for your message flow. I'd like to turn over the presentation now back to Kalaz so he can finish on our post-migration. Please turn to page 28.
Thanks, Yvette. All right, if you have flows that use SOAP nodes and HTTP flows, here are some considerations that you need to take. So if you want WSDL and XML schema information to be made available for an existing SOAP input, SOAP reply flows that are implementing web services, you must explicitly set the SOAP input node property enable support for WSDL. There's a property on the SOAP input node. You need to set that explicitly and redeploy the flow. And any flows that are implemented as an HTTP input, HTTP reply flows to support WSDL queries related to a SOAP input, SOAP reply flow, you should now deprecate the HTTP flows. So by sending WSDL requests directly to the endpoint that is exposed by the SOAP input node, that capability will continue to work even if the internal WSDL deployment details are going to be changed in the future. So basically, SOAP nodes are the way to go forward. All right? And if your HTTP flow and your SOAP flow are using the same listener, whether it is the broker listener or the embedded listener, the HTTP input URL will clash with your SOAP input URL, so a warning is written to the event log. In this case, what will happen is the WSDL request will always be serviced correctly, but web service requests could be sent to either the SOAP input or the HTTP input node, okay? With that said, let's move on to slide number 29 and discuss some API changes. So if you have any applications, this is specifically for users on version 6.1 broker, and you have developed applications that use the config manager proxy.jar, what you would need to do is you need to recompile them with the new config manager proxy.jar file. The reason for this is there are some deprecated methods and classes in the newer version. So the old version classes, some of them are deprecated, so you need to use the new jar file to compile them. And if you're running version 7.0 or version 8.0 of Message Broker, the config manager proxy.jar is compatible with the version 9.0 jar file. So you can use those applications that are developed with version 7 or 8 as is. Okay? And if you're using version 9.0 config manager proxy.jar with earlier versions of WMB, all the applications that that you use this jar file need to be recompiled. Okay? And if you have any applications that use the API to connect to the broker, make sure that you update the connection details that you use to connect to the broker. Okay? Let's move on to slide number 30 and talk about error handling. Okay? If you have any message flows that use error handling with custom BIP codes, you would need to update your message processing to handle new or reused messages. So basically, IIB version 9.0 components generate BIP messages that are different from previous versions. So if you have written any scripts that you check for the BIP codes, make sure you check the info center for the BIP errors and update the scripts accordingly, okay? And as I have put together a list of configuration messages that are used by each component, so now configuration messages are from the ranges like 1,000 to 1,999. Broker messages are from 2,000 onwards, so on and so forth. They're all listed here. So basically, like, you know, if you have any applications that you say, or ESQL, if you're throwing a BIP error message from the ESQL that are generic, that we used to have, like user-defined error messages, make sure that they are compatible with version 9.0. I think with that, we have come to the end of this presentation, so I'll hand it over back to Yvette for a quick recap, and then we'll go to questions and answers.
Yvette? Just as a recap, boy, version 9, you know, what a product, all right? So obviously the integration bus is a compatible evolution to the message broker. It's designed to incorporate the features of the WebSphere service, enterprise service bus. We've got lots of transport protocols, obviously, wide range of integration scenarios that we're going to be able to use here. Web services such as SOAP. Kalash alluded that SOAP is the way to go now with the integration bus. And REST, messaging, database, files, ERP systems, mobile, physical devices, email, custom systems. So we just have given you just, you know, everything that you've asked for, you know, and even more here with this new release of the integration bus version 9. We looked at the integration bus themes here. We talked about our supported migration paths. Obviously, we can migrate from version 6.1 to 7 and 8. There are obviously some changes that you've got to consider from 6.1, a little bit more tasks that you have to do here. But we can migrate from any one of those releases, and even from the rules and formatter releases, version 7 and 8, to version 9 of the integration bus. The only thing you got to watch out for is that on Windows and Linux, 32-bit, we can't migrate to those x86 64-bit processors. Those are not supported. So then you're obviously going to have to rethink, you know, or get you another platform to install on. Some of the behavioral changes we talked about on integration bus, web UI, we know a lot of customers are using that, so just make sure if you're going to continue to use it, make sure it's enabled because it's not by default. Your message flow projects are now going to be integration projects. So you got to be able to move forward, all right, with what we have now in place. So get those integration projects created and then migrate over your message flow projects into that and then obviously move on to your applications and libraries. Your message sets, they are read-only. If you want to then continue to use message sets, we know we might still have some MRM or some IDOC, you know, functionality that we have to deal with. So if you do, then obviously you might have to enable message set development. So nothing wrong with that, but just make sure that you enable it in order for you not to have a problem to modify those message sets. And then your message map with some of the older message nodes that are available, make sure that you are actually converting the old message maps to the message map files. We looked at the in-place migration and then also parallel migrations. I'm not going to go through all of those, but basically those are documented. We've got documented links in the Info Center that will help you to understand all of the steps that you have to go through. Then migration do's and don'ts here. Make sure that we're not sharing development resources with earlier versions of the toolkits. Mixed development, integration bus and earlier versions, use the toolkit for development. You cannot deploy from the integration bus toolkit to earlier versions. We do have quick fixes for user-defined nodes, for deployable JAR files. For user-defined nodes, they cannot be migrated. And then your workspace migration. You need to open up an integration bus toolkit, and you need to select the workspace and make sure you reset the perspective once the toolkit is open. And then we looked at some post-migration issues. We looked at migrating from version 8.7 and 6.1, also the Explorer to the Integration Explorer version 9. Remember, only one of those can be installed, because only one can be installed on a system. We looked at the deployable resource migration here. The things that you have to consider for JMS nodes, obviously, it's the transaction mode that's important here. The file nodes here, using a network file system version 4 for file locking, for WSDL queries, API changes, and error processing. So basically, we've looked at this product as far as migration is concerned and given you all the things that you need to consider here to make sure you're very successful in your migration. Thank you. I want to turn it back over to David Long.
Thank you, Yvette and Kailash, for a great presentation. Slide 32 contains some additional WebSphere product resources, which you may find useful. And finally, don't forget to connect with us. You can be notified about upcoming webcasts related to the product and topics discussed today by subscribing to the WebSphere Support Technical Exchange mailing list. Simply send an email to wsehelp@us.ibm.com with the subject WSTE Subscribe. Also, if there is a topic you would like to see scheduled or if you have any comments that would help us improve our future webcasts, please let us know at that same email address. You could also connect with us through our Facebook page and our Twitter account. Talk to us and let us know how we can make this program even better for you. We welcome any ideas that you may have. Thanks again for your participation. At this time, we would like to open the lines for questions.
There are no audio questions.
Thank you. I do see some questions in the group chat. And the first one, is there an option to migrate the message such that DFDL formats?
No, there is no direct migration from method sets to DFDL.
All right, thank you. Second question, is IBM Integration Bus 9 available on Partner World?
To be honest, I don't know, because we don't handle Partner World things, but definitely that's available internally through Extreme Leverage. So Partner World probably will be able to access Extreme Leverage as well.
All right. Okay, thank you. And then the next question. In parallel migration, if we migrate broker to a different server, is it okay to create broker with the same name?
Yes. But again, like you know, the reason why we suggest to have a different name is just to avoid any conflicts. If you think about, like, you know, parallel migration, I have listed on that slide as installing version 9 on the same system or a different system. So when we say, like, you know, give it a different name, is like for systems on for brokers on the same system. You can create the same broker name if you are installing it on a different system. But just so that, like, you know, to avoid any conflicts, we always say give it a new name.
Then the next question, is there a developer edition mode? Do you have to purchase a license for this mode?
I sent the link to one of the members, like, who asked that question, but I believe, like, it's still pointing to version 8. So I need to check with the product, people who own the product, whether there is a developer edition on this. So if you can drop an email, I'll check with that, and I'll let you guys know.
Okay. And I've put up slide number 1, which has the email addresses. And then the next question is MQ751 required by IBM Integration Bus?
Yes.
Yes, except on ZOS 7.5, FixPack 1 is a prereq.
And then another question. In parallel migration, if I understand it, you have the possibility to run parallel old and new version of the broker for a while.
Yes, that is correct.
Someone's asking, MQ version 751 is not released yet. I believe it is V7501, you mean? I think they're talking about the prereq.
As I said, like, you know, it's 7.5 FixPack 1.
Right.
Whether you call it 7.5.1 or 7.5.0.1.
Right, okay.
7.5 is the prereq with FixPack 1.
All right, thank you. Still possible that you could continue using the message flow set projects?
If you're on the older version of the toolkit, yes. But
right.
Once you
migrate
the flows or the workspace into the newer toolkit, they will be integration projects. They won't be any more message flow projects.
Okay. And then another question. Was file input node fixed to wait for file to be completely ready to process before end of data is triggered?
I think Moshe has asked that question, but if he can tell me, like, now the APOR number, I will always, like, I can always check and see whether that made it into version 9.
Okay, thank you. Do we need to install IBM Decision Server IAM Repository, V8.5, for Windows?
Yes and no. If you want to use business rules, yes. Otherwise, like, you know, if you're not planning on business rules, you don't need to install it.
Okay. Do you know when educational courses would be available for this version?
I'm sure that they will be pretty soon.
They're working on the education as we speak, but there is no specific date when the education courses for Integration Bus version 9 are going to be available.
Okay. Thank you. At this time, we will conclude the presentation. We hope the information presented today has been valuable to you. We appreciate your participation, and we hope you'll join us for future presentations, which will be announced on the WebSphere Support Technical Exchange site. Remember, a replay of today's presentation will also be available on this site in the next day or two. Thanks very much for joining us today, and thank you, Yvette and Kailash, for presenting today.
Thank you, David.
Thank you, David.
Until next time, goodbye.